parties, I would give my phone number to several different guys, then panic and jog home through the night, all the way from East Van to Kitsilano. At my part-time job as a bagel stand cashier, I would prop my ever-present diary over the cash register and worry about the people who came to buy bagels, whether they knew what I was thinking, if they might be interested in coming to a fabulous party I was planning. At night, I would lie down in bed as a formality, then spring back up 10 minutes later when sleeping didn't work out. Eventually, the mental chatter in my mind intensified so much that it felt like there were four of me whose constant arguments and repartees were alternatingly sinister and hilarious. It really hurt, but I winced and kept going. If I ignored it, it would probably fix itself. Time passed. I limped along. Even though whatever was wrong with me was more pronounced than a physical limp and should have been more obvious, there was no coach to ride past on a bicycle and shout, "Stop running." So I didn't. I felt like a ceiling light whose switch was stuck in the on position. Whatever I did, I couldn't turn myself off. Confused and tormented by my condition, I nevertheless strode through the days, handing in essays, going on dates, and calling my parents long distance for